But we begin in eastern Ukraine, where a battle rages in the city of Debaltseve. Listen.
There's just nowhere for us to go. Do you understand? We have nowhere to live and nowhere else to go. We have two children. We couldn't evacuate them. We're the last ones left. Debaltseve has been surrounded for 6 months. We don't have electricity, gas or water. Please, people out there, help us.
It's a woman trapped in the city speaking on the BBC. As the Russian economy shows signs of some pain from lower oil prices and Western sanctions, the pro-Russian forces in Ukraine have raised the tension on the ground, pounding Ukrainian army positions in the east of the country after the latest round of peace talks failed to halt the violence that has killed more than 5,000 people. The rebels announced a mobilization plan which they said would boost their forces to over 100,000 men, and Ukraine's military chief plans to add an extra 50,000 fighters. Since the conflict began a year ago, the United States has refused to send arms or military advisors to Ukraine, but now the White House is looking at providing Ukrainian forces with defensive weapons and equipment in the face of the rebel offensive. And Secretary of State John Kerry plans to head to Kiev on Thursday. Joining us now from the city of Kharkiv in northeastern Ukraine is Andriy Kulikov, public radio Ukraine correspondent and host of a major political talk show on ICTV in Ukraine, Ukraine Public Radio. Welcome back, Andriy.
Thank you for having me on Takeaway.
How do you assess the apparent escalation that's taken place in the last week or so in eastern Ukraine?
As many, many people in Ukraine, I assess it with great pain and great concern over the future of the country. I think that there's quite a lot of determination on the part of rebel forces to continue onslaught. And there's not as much force on the government side as they would want to us to make us believe as to successfully counteract the offensive. To my mind, the rebel forces and rebel leaders are directly instigated and supported by the Russian rulers. And what we need now in Ukraine is most of all determination and staunchness not to get into panic, and in spite of the aggravation of combat action, still try to seek a peaceful resolution for the matter.
What do you make of the apparent siege of Debaltseve, whose town is completely surrounded? We've been getting very harrowing reports of people trapped inside.
What is happening in Ukraine is a great humanitarian disaster and human tragedy. No matter on which side of the front line those peaceful people are, they suffer most of all. Again, this is why we have to seek a peaceful solution. But if we don't dwell or if we don't concentrate on the humanitarian aspect, then Debaltseve and some other points and settlements are very important for both sides to demonstrate what they can do. It is paramount to rebels now to try to win as much territory from government-controlled forces as possible, and at the same time it is very important for the Ukraine's government to hold their ground. Many people think that President Poroshenko's proclaimed policy of seeking truce with the rebels, who are, by the way, officially termed terrorists and sometimes Russo terrorist troops, that his policy was a mistake. People say that while Ukrainian forces were not engaging in active combat, we lost a lot of territory and we still continue to lose lives. Other people say that this truce still gave Ukraine an opportunity to reinforce the army and to be more successful, if there's any rate of success, in resisting the enemy offensive.
And during all of this time, we've seen oil prices decline and a sense of urgency on the part of Moscow. We very much are grateful and rely on your reports for what's going on in Ukraine and in eastern Ukraine. But some people have remarked that you seem to be very much associated with the Ukrainian side of the story. How would you answer the charge that you're not objective in this conflict, Andriy?
I don't know. I think that if my reporting for The Takeaway helps to better understand the situation and in the final end helps to save at least one life, then I am satisfied. If on the other side I do not succeed in this, then I will have to try better.
Do you think a peaceful settlement is conceivable this year, Andriy?
Well, peaceful settlement is conceivable always. It is always desirable, and we cannot predict what is going to happen. The matter is on which terms the peaceful settlement is going to happen. I do not believe that Russia has reached its final goal, about which I have my personal opinion. I think that Ukraine might stop engaging in combat if we are given real guarantees that there won't be encroachments and the breach of ceasefire from the other side.
Andriy Kulyakov, Public Radio Ukraine correspondent, host of a major political talk show on ICTV in Ukraine, Ukraine Public Radio. Andriy, thanks so much.
Thank you.